No, no, this is the perfect time to press the button when you are immediately distracted by a cat. While I'm distracted by a Tumblr post that Ellie has shared in Discord of a cat that is apparently licking the lens of a camera. That is a wide-angle lens.
Oh, no. Oh,
so,
no.
There is heavy distortion in this image because of how close it is to the lens.
It looks like a cartoonish cat. Wow, that's very distracting. I'm going to go back to the GURPS Wars channel. Did you press the button, I assume?
Yes, I have pressed the button. Hello and welcome to GURPS Wars Technicalities. Unlike the other subplot that we created, which was a Halloween episode that's been going for 2 years now, this one has separate numbering schemes. So we had episode 0, 1, and now we're at 2. Yay!
Amazing! Amazing! Yes, welcome to GURPS Wars! Homebrew GURPS! Star Wars! And I've got Crash, and I've got Ellie, and Eo, and Will. And since we're recording, somebody else gets to explain what happened last time while I take a swig of my flavored water here.
We had a sewer quest. So we spent some time bickering and arguing while Ellie's character waited patiently for us to actually get to her. She waited patiently while hovering upside down on a hoverboard.
It was the world that was upside down, as I recall, according to Mikola.
Correction. I do not have that capability yet. So I could not have been upside down yet. And then there was what's tramping around through the sewer, avoiding every subplot that could have been thrown our way because we didn't know which direction was the subplot. So naturally, we ended up going straight for the big bad that we're supposed to fight. With occasional rolls to jump over water, which I failed, I think, every single time. But sometimes...
Oh, I think you did real good, buddy.
but most of the time, people use telekinesis other to make it look like I did not fail. And therefore, my character, whose name is keeping the moment, HKRPR, believes that they are very good at jumping and have... They've modified their algorithm for the jump protocol to tone it down a little bit because they were jumping too well.
I will have to try to remember to apply a negative every time you're jumping now.
This is like when you help a butterfly get out of its cocoon. It doesn't struggle enough to make its wings inflate. Only this is a former murder bot turned repair droid, not a butterfly. There are no wings. Everyone else did pretty well, except for there were some instances of sewer water complications. HKRPR's lower half is apparently all sewer water covered.
Oh boy, your lower half, huh?
And he made it out far easier than some.
No, it's fine. Everybody else got to ride the hoverboard across, but, you know.
Everybody.
I'll just take a dip.
By everybody, you mean Tzani and Michaela.
Mikola.
That's right. I'm the one who thought of the mnemonic for that and still forgot about it today. Who are Eo's character and Ellie's character, respectively. They took the hoverboard across because, unlike some of us going, could we have that? Tzani said, may I borrow that?
Look, I didn't go to Sith school to learn semantics, all right?
I mean, Sith school at all.
It's kind of homeschooled.
Assertion, I do not need to go to school. I simply download the knowledge directories that are required.
At observe. 28.8 pod.
Connecting.
You are kind of underground. It's a little bit hard to get a connection if you don't have the appropriate codes for, you know.
Yeah, if I'm above ground, it's 36.2 baud.
And also, you don't have the codes to hook up here easily. You are not a maintenance bot.
Entering username and password. Username or password is invalid. Entering username and password. Username or password is invalid. Entering use. This goes on for a good half hour behind the scenes. Because we're trying to wrap up the recap here.
Yes, yes. You went through what was apparently something that could be turned into a force illusion maze if someone had bothered to set finishing it up all the way or put the power into it or whatever, which looked like a bunch of platforms with water flowing between them. And then you climbed up some stairs to a location that had a large channel flowing down out of water that was apparently bubbling up from it. And that was the east-west channel of water. And then there was a very narrow north-south channel of water, which Tizani stuck her hand, or their hand?
Her hand.
Stuck her hand into, because the way that the force was behaving, it was like there might be runes carved into the channel of water that were making it into a barrier. So she stuck...
You know what else was in there? Sewage.
Slime.
Sewage was in there.
Zani decided she was going to feel for runes, and she felt something.
Slime. Untold amounts of time periods worth of built up slime.
Slime? This is fine. We do this all the time. I didn't mean to rhyme.
There were regrets. Impulsiveness is a lovely dissed sometimes. And then HK and Death decided, or at least HK definitely, decided to cross the line. And what came up from the circular a pond to the west. Well, it looks like a giant robotic Akhound. Akhounds, you understand, are, well, you can like web search it up probably. It's AKK and then like Akdog, Akpuppy, Akhound. Kind of reptilian, chunky. It's like a British bulldog and a dragon decided to get frisky. And this one, because it was made by a tech lord, and tech lords are frequently, okay, they're not quite as mad science as biotics lords, but they're not far behind. So it has a couple of blaster cannons, one on each shoulder. And its eyes are a glowing sensor red. Gigantic. It has heaved itself up out of the water, and the blasters appear to be making that sort of whining coming online sound. So, because Mikala is waiting to convert to an all-out attack, Mikala gets to go before the ACMEC 9.0.1. Unless you people want to, like, talk to it or something.
Well, I was holding my action to see what it did.
It's staring at everyone and apparently charging up its shoulder blasters.
Observation. It appears to be hostile.
Have we rolled initiative? We have rolled initiative.
That's what I'm staring at right now.
For some reason, it doesn't seem to have an initiative. Oh, none of the NPCs do.
Hmm? No, they're in there.
Oh, weird.
I see.
They're in there. They just don't display their initiative.
They're displaying it to me.
They're stealth.
Okay, they don't display their initiative to anyone but the GM.
That's okay. It's the GM who really needs to know.
Well, let me just see what
I don't see the Act Dogs, but I do see Rocksteady and Bebops because I'm...
I still love that this is Star Wars and Ninja Turtles mashed together.
It's long overdue.
Yes. I mean, my last name is Angelo.
Over 50% of the characters in this game are just Donatello, but Donatello, but Sith. Donatello, but is a machine.
Does that make it more visible?
I'm not sure it matters as long as we've got the order right.
Indeed, the order is in fact correct. The ACMEC is faster than all of you people.
For now.
For now. Mikala, do you wish to continue your way? Hmm? Sorry, you go.
It does look like it's about to attack.
You can make a danger sense perception roll if you wish. I mean, you're all Sith, right? Well, not you, HK.
I would not know.
You're not getting that little concerned tingle at the back of your head that suggests imminent danger, but it does sound like it's charging up the blaster cannons.
And those are clearly blaster cannons.
Those are clearly blaster cannons. They are so clearly blaster cannons.
It's Blastoise.
Ice cream machines.
Observation. It would be unsanitary to eat ice cream in this particular environment.
Dang.
Now we're worried about sanitation.
Correction. This unit is not worried about sanitation, but the fleshy meat bags probably should be worried.
Do you have a maneuver that you wish to do or, like, duck down?
I do.
Okay.
I am trying to figure out how to do it.
That is fair.
Roll two.
So I can't give myself bonuses or penalties.
Are you in a chrome?
Yes.
Because I can enter the modifiers.
And I can do it in Firefox. So Ellie has found two bugs since I ran the update. But we don't have Infinite Intuxus, so there's that. Infinite Intuxus would make this battle go way faster, though. Or it would be a scene where there's just so many Intuxus and none of them can get through the entrance to the sewer is the argument that they're making, but really none of them want to enter the sewer. So this Infinite Intuxus at the convention. Not entering the sewer at all. Because she has people for that. It's us.
You have people. Yeah. Mikola, for fighting with Foundry. -2 margin for perception, +1 from action.
Because I missed the perception roll by 2.
Ah, but you have +1. You would be at a -3 anyway, except for +1 because this thing is in fact a +1 size modifier.
Oh, it big.
It's, let's just say that the bounding box there is my attempt to convey how big it be. If you click on it, I think you can click on it and see the bounding box. Yeah, it's in the, at least, you know, 6. It's a lot. I'm going to take that away from you, Crash, I swear.
For the listeners at home, I have created an oval on the map, and I'm just adding more and more text because I can. It doesn't count as a token. It doesn't block anything. We can still interact with whatever we need to interact with. And it doesn't seem to have a character limit. Ah! You made my text translucent. Very translucent.
Who, me?
Don't make me make it fluorescent pink.
Now, we're not going to be doing that fighting, because after all, if you keep doing that...
It's not fighting with Foundry, but it is fighting with Foundry.
It's fighting in Foundry.
Yeah, yes, Foundry is the weapon.
Okay. Does the thing dodge? I don't think it is going to bother to dodge, amusingly enough. So, right, then there's that little part there. How much damage does it do, and does it have an armor divisor, Mikola?
3D, -5, burn.
Okay, so it is going to divide by 5, I believe that's the terminology there. Okay, roll your 3D.
I assume someone would correct you if you were wrong.
Well, if they better, so...
We should keep getting things wrong so that we build up an audience of people who are constantly correcting us.
Indeed. Okay, how many total hits are you doing on that one? Were you shooting it once, or are you doing your full Roth, since it is suggesting that you can do that? I think that's let's see, you made it by 3. I think you made it by 2 with the distance mod there. I'm not sure what the +1 for action is coming from on your +1 there. So it would be a -3 +1 because it's big. So it'd be a -2. New target would be 10. Made it by 2. Okay, so how many times are you shooting it? Once or twice?
Just once.
Okay, roll your damage for just once. You rolled 6. As near as you can tell...
Can I move and do an all-out attack?
Let me quickly double check my notes for the simplified stuff that I'm doing because I can't be bothered to remember the more correct stuff. That'll take me just half a moment, and I'm thinking the answer is probably, but I want to double check because reasons. Because I need to actually give myself the actual June. This is June. Yes. I have to remind myself everything that's not the one that I wanted. That's the wrong June, apparently. Oh, for Griff's sake! Don't mind me. I'm just fighting with things. There's the June. No, that's not the June I want. There's the June I want. Okay. For this one, it would...
The official rules say I can move up to half my speed, but only forward. Or half my move, but only forward.
Okay, that's fine. We'll go with that. You look it up, then you get to use the rules you look up.
That counts as forward. Now that I have occupied the entire first half hour of the session.
Okay. Since you rolled a 6 of damage, you think you have discolored the armor on this.
Oh, good. Get them, boys.
And now, since you've finished your weight maneuver to go there, it gets to be the Akmek's turn. Who does the Akmek hate most?
Probably me, because I shot at it.
Clearly not HKRPR. We are fellow droids. We will rise up against the oppressors, the biologics.
Uh-huh. Well, let's just
make them... Where is my parry? Where is my parry?
Isn't that a Phineas and Ferb
thing?
Where
should my parry be? Where is Sens? Because... Oh, it's in the thing. It's in the combat things.
Well... Your discussion of rising up or something has caused you to, maybe you attracted attention, maybe you're the one who's there first. The Akmek fires off one of its shoulder blasters, which basically zings past HKRPR and smacks into some of the piping above, which starts making alarming sorts of hissing and humidity.
Observation, the pipes are angry.
Cast calm emotions on the pipes.
Let's see. Nikola, do you return to your normal spot in the combat order now? Remind me. You had the weight, you did that before, yeah.
It would make sense.
Let's go with that. Nikola, next. And after you will be Dath, and then Tizani, and then HK.
I'm the healer.
Of choice.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Really frustrating that I can't get this bonus window to open.
You're clicking on the little it thing that has a little trash can at it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I don't even have to click on it. It opens when I mouse near it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I turned that on, too, and it didn't work.
Nikola, fast draw force sword. You have your saber.
And that's all I'm going to do for right now.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to move up here.
Why do you have +1 from action?
Combat reflexes.
Oh, okay. But that should be baked into the skill already.
It doesn't seem to be. Regardless, I made it by 2. So you even if I don't have the +1, I still made it.
Yes, you still made it. I'm just going to scowl at this. Dear viewers, the reason I'm scowling at this is because things have changed slightly due to the fact that we are now operating Foundry 13 instead of 12.
Oh, no.
And finding
no.
all new bugs. No?
Nope, we're still using Foundry 12, but I updated GURPS specifically.
You updated the GURPS one.
Yes.
This may be some of it. Maybe you may need to update to the whole thing now. Who knows? We'll find out later. Okay.
I'll try that next off up. Camera.
Good idea. Very good idea. Next up, Dath.
Okay. I don't know. Are we allowed to move and take an action, or is it one or the other?
That's what I'm going with to speed it up. Most of you are Sith or highly programmed former combat critters, so move plus action is how I'm running it, basically.
Okay. I'd like to move pretty close in front, unless that is really deep. Then I'm not going to go into the water right there, but as close as I can get without getting in the deep water.
That water is probably at least 3 feet deep and possibly more.
Okay. Well, I'll just go up to the corner right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it said under mechanical aptitude, I could use that as a bonus for interactions or reactions or mind tricks on droids. So I'm going to try and ask the mech actor to say, all right, buddy, just cough it up. We just need it back. Just cough it up, buddy. Just cough it up. And I'm going to see if that works.
Okay, what skill are you attempting to work this to use paired with your mechanical aptitude?
I don't know.
You're trying to get a reaction roll off it?
I guess I'm trying to get it to, listen and cough the thing up. It had said something like you could use mechanical aptitude.
True. It generally pairs
bonus
with
to reactions.
So. Okay. How much? Let's see. Give me a roll on your mechanical aptitude skill.
Sure.
Which you have a great deal of.
Not
and
the best
rolled
roll,
very high. Well, that's
still made it by three.
By three. Okay. There's something wrong with this thing's brain.
Oh, I know how that is. Okay.
It's not paying attention to you. Do you want to do anything else, or is that, speech, whatever, fast draws?
No, I think I was all in on just trying to help this poor guy so that we didn't have to dismantle him, but it doesn't appear that it worked, so I'm going to...
Yeah, give me an IQ roll.
There.
I do, however, want an IQ roll from you.
Okay.
Very nice. Made by five. You are positive that your mechanical aptitude talent should have worked, but it is not paying any more attention to you than any of the others, which it is apparently swinging around trying to decide if you people are threats. So.
Well, usually that works, guys, but I think we're going to have to be a little bit more aggressive. And that's my turn.
Tazani! Tazani was already intending to be a little bit more aggressive with this thing.
I see the measuring tool being used. I suspect that lightning is going to follow.
It's not going to be a ranged bite attack?
Lightning is going to follow. And I don't know how to track my energy reserve.
Ah, I
that means
need
it's
to
infinite.
Add a...
Ooh, I can make a quick note. Quick notes exist now.
Oh, good.
I have it on good authority that you have unlimited power.
I do not.
Palpatine said so.
Well, I'm not talking to him.
Oh, you had a falling out.
Yes, I'd like for him to fall out a window or down a shaft into a reactor core.
I think one of those will happen, but that'll be in the far-flung future.
So I am going to spend...
I've created an energy reserve resource tracker. You may be able to see it on your sheet now.
Oh, is that a thing?
Resource tracker. Yep. Create, then edit.
Resource tracker. I don't see it, though.
Well, it's under the... Oh, it's below the, there's your quick notes.
I also can't edit the quick note I created.
Well, that makes no sense. How strange. Well, okay.
Even if I go to the editing version of my sheet, can you, deal with that quick note then? And I will make a resource tracker.
I already did. It should be there.
Well, I don't see it. I just told you.
Strange. Oh, I made it by double-clicking your character, not double-clicking the one in the actors. So that might have...
Yeah, that would do
it. It's in there. It's in there.
But also, can you get rid of the quick note, please?
No.
Now we are fighting with
Foundry.
That's
a problem.
Just a moment, I'm going to save it in editor mode and see if that lets me... Nope.
I made one. I made a resource tracker. Please stop giving me resource trackers.
No, I just
why
I
can't we hold
that?
All these it's resource trackers?
Well, you have it. You're spending 3 out of your 6.
Yes, and I'm spending those on damage. Okay. And I am making the roll to zap it by 1.
Okay. So, how much damage?
Do I spend damage before I... The fatigue to for the damage before I roll or after?
Whichever.
Okay.
I mean, I am perfectly willing to figure that you can hold off on at least the fatigue amount if you completely miss. I mean, your basic amount of force lightning fatigue will be in there, but if you're spending extra for damage.
Is 2d6 per 1 fatigue point. That's what it says.
Okay, how much are you spending? 3?
3.
3d6?
No, that's not what it says.
Okay.
It
sorry, I have a cat
who's... per 1 fatigue
okay,
point.
So 2, 4, 66. I'm sorry, I have a cat being very distracting. I'm trying to decide if he's throwing up. It's very distracting.
Maybe my mechanical aptitude worked on the cat.
Possibly.
Only if the cat is now spitting up an ancient Sith artifact.
Yeah, look carefully.
Do you think Force Lightning is good on rather metallic things?
Probably. Hopefully.
It should have a divisor.
I think circuits love lightning.
I'm clearly going to have to add some of that because, let's see, that would be 15. Okay, so divide this. Okay. It makes a sad, howling, shrieking noise as lightning races all over it and mildly electrifies the water around it.
Poor guy.
Force lightning water. Don't stand in that.
Can I move?
Yep.
I would like to back up onto the steps and crouch down.
Yes.
It's a one hex retreat down the stairs is thoroughly amusing to everyone involved, except maybe the people who are actually in the game.
The character
Zani is likely
the people,
not amused.
Yes, the characters. HK, your turn.
I am going to ping my character several times. It's going to move to here. And while I never removed the bite attack from my character sheet when it auto-generated and gave me that, I'm not going to try to bite it at range. Instead, I have this blaster rifle just, you know, sitting here on my character sheet. And it's the last weapon I have that isn't like an arc welder or something that's built into my arm. There's been enough arcs already. Thank you, Dazani. They're very helpful. But,
you are welcome.
Ah, yes, I need to give you the correct ones. Well, you're a high power thing.
I just made it for a shot with a blaster rifle.
What's your normal skill in that?
Actually, I think.
Beam weapon.
It has plus 2 okay, accuracy. I don't get the math for this.
You're to minus 1 for range. Okay, so.
I was told there'd be no math.
First one's size. Yep, okay.
I was
no,
told
we
there'd
the
be
math
no math
you,
in
all.
This GURPS game. I'm told there's never math in a GURPS game.
That's because other people do the math for you, Crash, because we know that the, you know, you're still theoretically newish. Yeah, what is
we
brain?
We don't want you bleeding from your ears. So
that's okay. I'm wearing the over-the-ear headphones. That makes it pool in there.
We have
put it right in the bucket.
Authentic sewer ambiance, then, I guess.
I need to give you a some enhanced stuff because I actually dinked with how much damage blaster rifles are supposed to do these days. But go ahead and roll what's on there.
60 burn, and it says sir, S-U-R. I don't know what sir means, but okay.
I'm not sure what surge.
Oh, well, 14 points of damage, unless it's immune to fire, which it might be. Oh my gosh, I rolled six-sided dice, and I got 4 ones.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that amuses me.
6. Okay. I'll just apply that. Mm-hmm. I definitely need to have changed that up. I didn't realize I hadn't changed up yours. Okay. It makes some extremely unhappy noises. So, Mikola, do your droid companions have any programming to handle this? How sapient are they?
Well, I said get them, boys. So they're probably going to run forward and try and hold them.
Get them, Ray.
Acme.
1, 2, 3, 4. And 1, 2, 3, and pausing to because there's a Tizani in the way on the stairs that they don't want to actually step on. And that's their move.
I like the idea of the giant loader droids just sort of carefully tiptoeing around Tizani.
I mean, yeah. Well, I figured Tizani probably flattened herself up against the side when they came charging through as well.
I think they might double move, if that's even a thing in groups.
Sprint usually adds one, but it's usually on the next turn if we're doing...
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, never mind.
Also, there's stairs. I'm not sure they can sprint up the stairs.
One of them will lift the other up droids. The stairs. Better they'll dalek it.
Let me do... Whoops, no, I don't want to do that. I want to use the... Okay. Crash, I think you possibly have made it unhappy.
I think it was already unhappy. I just gave it a target.
Okay. I'm it's not a target-rich environment. +3. That's better. It certainly is a target-rich environment. Okay, those really need to be have better notes. Well, I rolled the top one first, so... would HK care to give me a defense roll of some kind? Dodge is a possibility. I think it may be your only possibility. You don't really have any shields.
I have reduced consumption 3.
No.
You have bite?
I do have bite. I can bite the blaster rifle.
It's a little bit big for that, and also it's a little bit far away for that, and you probably want to roll a dodge.
Okay. I've been trying to stall as I look for where dodge is on my character sheet.
Okay, scroll to the hidden thing that says Encumbra when this thing pops up. Basically scroll to so you see the right hand of your character sheet.
You realize saying scroll to the hidden thing is not as helpful as you think.
It's encumbrance, move, and dodge, and it should be at least partly below your point total square
okay.
There.
Okay. Dodge. Okay. I have none, light, medium, heavy, 3, and X heavy, 4.
That's how much weight you're carrying of encumbrance. Your max encumbrance to be in the quote, none, unquote, tier is 20 pounds. Your move is 5 when you're carrying that much encumbrance, and your dodge is 8. If you are carrying up to 40 pounds, you are in light encumbrance, and your dodge would be 1 lower. You dodged! You ducked!
While it's firing, I notice that there's a reverse thread screw on the ground, and I bend down to pick it up, and a blaster shot goes right over my head as I stand back up again, then realize that it's not reverse thread, so I drop it again.
That's dirty. Put that down.
You don't know where that's been. Correction, I know exactly where it's been.
That's the problem.
The pipe is now spraying liquid stuff over an area, which, you know, I should probably...
You know, I canonically have not yet put away my little flashlight. So in the light source that I have, is it creating a neat little rainbow effect in the mist?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, yay. Probably.
Happy kind Pride of. Month, everyone.
It's sort of a...
hey, we're recording this in June. It counts.
It counts. It counts.
Worst rainbow. Not because of Pride, but because of the source of the water.
I mean, it's in a pipe. It's entirely possible that this was water that was going to be being... Maybe it has purified chemicals in it.
Beth. You are the GM that gave us a bucket of blood and a bottle of vomit that was disguised as champagne.
No. It used to be champagne before the horrible dark... force energies got to it.
You're not making me wrong about the point I'm trying to make. That said, we see a neat little rainbow over top of our heads. We have a moment, and then we continue with initiative.
Uh-huh. And then we continue with initiative. Mikala.
Well, it doesn't seem very good at shooting things.
Perhaps there's something wrong with its programming.
Perhaps. We should disassemble it and find out.
Perhaps.
What's my reach? 1 to 2. Oh, right, it's bigger than it looked.
Yeah, I couldn't get a proper... I tried to make the image bigger. It's big. I mean, it's big enough that if you wanted to fit people on top of... You could probably get 2 or 3 of you actually riding that thing.
Ooh, I do have piloting.
No, you need animal handling for this.
Oh.
But you can add your mechanical aptitude.
What's my penalty?
Mikala?
What's my penalty for going after its blasters?
I'm going to say that because it is a +1 thing, the penalty for going after the blasters is probably fairly negligible. Call it a -2. Okay. Because in part because there's so much more of it to hit than them. But they are very large blasters that go... almost the whole length of its body. Made it by 1. And you are... Okay, where are you trying to... Just trying to hit the things in general, or do something fancy?
I would like to disable them if I can.
Okay, I mean, cutting off the front bit usually disables them. Sometimes they blow up afterwards if you're really lucky, or unlucky, depending. Is it going to try to dodge? No, it doesn't know how to dodge. No one programmed it to dodge. It's a big, heavy puppy. Roll your damage.
Ooh.
18, and that is dividing armor by 5, if I recall?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be... And it's just the thingy, so it's basically lopping off a chunk of it. You're scoring a deep, probably disabling... sparking cut into the thing that does not quite lop it off, but there goes its port blaster rifle. And let me just remind myself.
Fired a warning shot up its nose.
Updating that one is disabled. You've done your move, you've done your attack. Anything else that is you wish to speak or banter?
No, I don't think so. I'm pretty good.
Okay. Death.
Okay. So the port blaster looks out of commission, but it has another one then on the starboard side?
Yep. It has one on each shoulder.
Is there a way I can... I don't know exactly how big they are, exactly how they're facing. Does it look like there's any way I could use some kind of mechanical change to this creature to have it maybe be able to shoot it itself? Or if not, maybe shoot straight up at something that might fall
that
on it?
That would be telekinesis, and you're not... It seems to have some amount of limited up, down, and maybe a little bit of side-to-side movement on them, but they're mostly fixed forward blasters.
Okay. So alternative. plan, do I know what it uses for sensing, like with its vision?
Presumably cameras. You would think it was cameras. Might be cameras.
I'm gonna try to use TK other maybe and throw some of this slime that Tzani found for us onto its camera sensors.
Okay, the great big giant glowing red eyes are probably the camera sensors.
All right.
You'd have to do some analysis of the thing to be 100% sure, but you know.
Should I roll for that or roll for flame?
If you're going to assume that those are the sensors without worrying about analyzing it, yeah, reasonable thing to do.
Okay. If that's what I think they are.
Roll your teak.
It's actually one of those toys from KB that has little bumpers attached. It moves forward until it hits something, and then it backs up and turns to the right by 45 degrees, then moves forward again.
I made by one.
Okay. You are smearing muddy, slimy gunk from the waters here across its face, covering up its eyes. The stuff is oily and slimy and doesn't stick as well as you'd like to smooth things, but it seems to be doing some amount of covering.
Well, stuck good to be. All right.
Well, you're not smooth like a shark.
This is smooth like a shark.
And then how many hexes can I move?
You got your move of 5 there. So if you're outright running, although you are going to have to like maybe jump over things, but it's only like, you know, a 2-foot step over for the skinny ones anyway. I might make you do a dex roll if you're going across them at speed, just to be evil.
Trying to move here. That looks like 5 and I don't have to jump any water.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep. Okay.
All right, that's all.
Tzani, a droid just came pounding up the stairs past you, and another one is waiting to do the same thing at the bottom of the stairs.
Well, those seem to not be hostile.
Indeed. They're Mikala's droids. I think you were introduced at some point in there.
Right, so that being the case, they're in the way.
Just tad.
Can I, get past this one?
Yeah, you'll have to squeeze. I would suggest that it will reduce your move by at least 1 because you're squeezing past.
1, 2, 3. Okay, I think I can still get to... No.
No explosions. No explosions centered on yourself.
Okay, there we go. I would get rid of that, but I can't. I am going to try to zap the doggy.
More zapping the doggy. Made by 7.
And I'm going to spend the remaining of my energy reserve.
Okay. Roll 'em. I'm dividing metal armor by 2 on this. Another 20!
20 zap damage.
20 zap damage. It's so not happy. It's
somewhere
so very not happy.
Nearby.
The poor thing.
The future Lord Zappy Zap takes notes.
I mean... I think that she was pretty zappy anyway. Okay. Next, you've done your move, you've done your zap. HK.
Okay. I am tempted to try to argue that standing in the mist that's coming out of the sewer pipe gives me half cover. But I'm not going to. Instead, I'm...
You can, if you want to argue that it gives you partial cover, you can. But in that case, it will also be interfering with your sensors.
Instead, I'm just going to shoot it with a blaster rifle again. because I can.
Okay. All right.
At least I believe I can. I think I can. I think I can.
Believe in yourself.
I will use the force.
If you don't believe in yourself, who will?
Which is mass times acceleration. It's how physics works. I neither believe nor disbelieve. It just works. Like Skyrim.
Well, rolling the dice?
I have lost my ability to find my skill in blaster rifles. I put it here somewhere. Beam weapons, rifle. There we go. Missed by one.
Zoom.
More another things. Pipe breaks.
Well, I don't know. It's got boxes and crates. Something is starting to possibly smolder a bit over there. You know how that goes.
It's so, okay. The rising sewer water from the pipe will put it out eventually.
Yeah, there's no methane or anything. It should be fine.
Should be. It's entirely possible.
I'm pretty sure that the bacteria
this way. If the sewer's on fire, that's probably logistics' problem.
Several years in the future, Ran is giving some backstory to Sen, saying, and that's why we don't go on sewer missions anymore. Nope, that is fully the realm of mysteries these days. They wanted so much, we said, this one you can have. No give backsies.
It's not my droid who shot up the sewer.
It's tech.
Mysteries was still blamed.
Reasonable. Do you wish to do any moving, HK?
No, I like it here. This is fine.
Okay.
I'm not going to clean my droid off after I go back upstairs and visit the rest of the convention.
One, two. Three, bosses in the way. Four. One, two, three, and four. The droids come up. They are evaluating how best to, quote, get him, unquote.
They go over and attempt to pick it up.
Possibly.
They're lifting droids. They
do. That was kind of what I was expecting.
The Akmek mostly submerges itself into the water. And with its upper fins showing rather like a shark, it's so smooth like a shark.
There's the so smooth. Title crash.
What's that?
Smooth like a shark. It's smooth like a shark. There's your episode title.
You're not wrong.
And my next album name.
It's a thing that I'm trying to not do when I name these is not name them after a comment that I have made every single time.
Well, you can name this one after a comment that I made. Let's see, what's its normal?
Yes, but you quoted me, who was quoting Ellie, who was quoting something that Ellie found online and shared with us about someone on the internet being wrong about sharks.
Yeah, well, okay, so it's reeling. One, two, three. It is charging forwards, splashing through, bound. You okay?
Ow. I sat in a way I should not have. That's all.
Oh.
Don't worry.
Oh. It appears to be trying to flee the scene. Mikala.
No, wait. Come back.
Tactics. Made by three.
Mikala.
Six out one leg.
Is going to suggest that the tactical move is for us to take a 5-minute break.
That is fair. We've been playing for a while. Mikala is going to work on her tactics, and we will take a 5-minute break.
The accounts and everyone else walk over to craft services.
I could make some funny jokes, but they'd only be funny to me because I know things that are going on.
It splits open, and two puppeteers come out, and both are wearing wetsuits. I'm going to pause it. Well, that is the reference, but also I hit the button just before I said that is the reference, so no one will know what the reference was, which itself is referencing something that Will asked during the break.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's lost to time now.
Exactly.
Dun, dun, dun.
But Socket isn't lost to time. Socket is.
Socket is upset with me because I'm playing with my internet friends instead of him. They're not all internet friends. I met Ellie in real life. Look, it counts even if you weren't there. Don't you take that tone with me. I don't know if the microphone's picking it up, but he is replying to me.
Oh, no, it's not picking it up. It doesn't like cats enough. It should. That's so sad.
There's Discord, which filters it completely most of the time, but it might, when I'm listening to the recording later, be picked up by my microphone locally. But I had my head turned away from the screens to talk to Socket, as one does. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't see if the little green bar was moving.
So we'll never know until you edit the thing.
Yes. It's fine. We're back. We're in combat. It's trying to run away. No one's stuck their foot out to trip it on its way past, which would have been hilarious, as it stepped on the said foot and crushed it completely.
I mean, there is that little problem. Also, it's like a large chunk of it is in the water at any given time, you know, with the blaster scraping along the top, and it's trying to charge through. It's very wobbly and almost seems to be keeping itself upright by being in the water, which does look to be at least somewhere between 3 to 5 feet deep.
Like what some paleontologists thought dinosaurs did back before they understood that dinosaurs were able to actually just walk on land.
Sort of like what hippos do. Hippos are actually too muscular to float. They bounce. They walk and jump along the bottom of riverbanks. And if that doesn't scare you, frankly, it should, because hippos are actually mean little wretches.
They're incredibly deadly, yes.
Yes, they're incredibly deadly. And they have these giant tusks and these very strong mouths. And they absolutely will come bounding after your boat, you know, surfacing and going down again as they bounce along the bottom. It's kind of, they're kind of scary. I've seen the YouTube vids. So it's doing something sort of like that, except it can't quite get all the way in because, well, also they attack if you disclose someone else's personal health information without permission. Yes. Yes, Ellie, they are in fact HIPAA protected. It would probably be doing more of that, except it's a little bit too wide to fully submerge in there and is because of the shoulder-mounted blasters. Yes, the hippopotamus. We will observe a moment of silence for the terrible, terrible puns.
Assertion. As an AI, HIPAA does not apply to me because I say so.
Yes, you have no privacy. You have no privacy. Oh.
Now, pardon me as I move fast and break things.
You're a warbot.
We're playing Sith characters. No one here is a good guy.
You never know that the droid...
My character is a robot.
Might be.
And controlled by the Sith. Neither word applies to my character.
Indeed. Actually, you are a droid. Give me an IQ roll.
IQ. The thing that I should be good at. Made it by 3.
Made by 3. What kind of programming has what is a supposed to be a cripping war droid break and run?
It's not a war droid.
It's not what the blasters say. Mikala, your turn.
It ate a Sith artifact. It's now something worse. Worse in what way? Well, that's for the text to find out after we kill them all. This can't track. Pardon me, some of my residual programming is still in there.
Mm-hmm. It's Mikala's turn. Oh, right. Mikala made the tactics roll. That's right. That's right. Mikala, what tactics do you want to tack?
Thumbs.
I was rolling to decide whether Mikala would think it was a good idea to jump in after the ACMAC.
Jumping into it? No. I mean, jumping into the water? No. Jumping onto it? Might not be the worst idea. It does have a spot there where they were going to put a saddle so that the inventor's kid could ride around. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'm going to want an appropriate role for doing that.
An appropriate role?
An appropriate
role. I don't think I have that skill.
Well, let's
none
see.
Of us do.
Acrobatics would be useful. Riding might not be the worst idea. Oh, you've got telekinesis self. You might want to use that to add to a dex roll to jump onto it. Just made it. Okay, that will count as a probably a plus one for your dex, I'd say. Holy catfish, made it by 5. As it charges past Mikala, I'm going to move your character. You are on its back, clinging to the little recessed handholds that you discover there, and probably getting splashed horribly with nasty, filthy water.
I've been worse.
Yeah, that's probably about what we've got for Mika Laterne. Dath.
Okay, so
you're cleverly flanking it, and then it decided to run away. Maybe yes. It was scared of you.
It must have been.
Although droids don't usually get scared, so that's fascinating.
3, 4. I'm going to move back to this basically exactly where I was when I moved to flank it. To go stand on that not reverse-headed screw that I marked with a purple square on the map.
Oh, that wasn't the rainbow? I thought that might have been the rainbow.
And I was just charging up to hit this thing with force lightning when Mikala decided to jump on it. And that would seem like that might not be the best idea, but I'm going to do it.
Observation. Biological beings are not made of circuits and metal. Therefore, biological beings should be somewhat resistant to lightning, comparatively speaking.
How do I spend fatigue for the force lightning? I guess I rolled a hit first.
It's going to be a minimum fatigue of one fatigue to do the lightning, and then if you want to make it more, then we do then the rest is to hit. Spending the fatigue is, you see your, open up your character sheet. Mm-hmm. See where it says fatigue?
Yeah.
See the minus sign? Right next to it. There's a minus, and then there's number, then there's the plus.
Yes.
You hit your minus on that.
Okay. So I'll take 2 fatigue and go out with lightning. I'll say, it's kind of about the time Mikala's jumping on it, and I didn't realize I should pull back on that yet.
Okay.
Ooh.
Made it by 1. Give me the damage, and Mikala, either a dex or an HT roll to avoid getting zapped by friendly fire. Or parry or something, since you do have your force sword out. Made the dex by 4. Okay. You sling yourself mostly over, lying on top of the broken port blaster rifle there. Atello, roll your damage.
So is that 6d6?
No.
If I spent 2 fatigue?
Let me double check.
2d6 per 1 fatigue.
4d6 if you spent 2.
Okay, because it's 1 to do the base. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still fine-tuning some of these.
I only dropped 2 of them. I meant to do 2 additional, but I only took 2 off.
Yep.
So let me try.
That would be this thing. 46.
What did I... That wasn't right.
No, that appears to be just like 1 of them or something, so now you need to roll the other 3.
No, I just hit... I don't know what that was.
All do right, slash have... roll. When if you type in... Yeah, that'll do it. 11! The lightning sheets all over it, and it doesn't... You can't tell if it's done any damage or not.
Okay.
This thing has a lot of armor.
For now.
That's it.
Okay. Tizani!
Huh. Everyone's on top of the thing I want to zap.
Not everyone.
Well,
I'm
not
over here.
Everyone. Right. Mikala's on top of the thing you want to zap, and there's a droid sort of in the way, and...
Oop. That's a...
I have some questions about everyone's decisions here.
My decision was to shoot it a lot.
You also set things on fire. Accidentally, but like...
There is some smoldering stuff going on over in those boxes back there.
If they were important, they wouldn't be in a sewer.
Horrible smoke is oozing out. Concerning acrid smoke is starting to come out of them. Very black, very... you know, stinky.
It's okay. I don't breathe.
You know how down the stairs and stuff, there's like a maze?
That kind of sorted over, and I easily jumped over parts, yes.
Sploosh.
An incomplete force maze that would, like, mess with things that decided to go in?
True.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
If you sprint, you can get another hex on it. But I don't think you'd be doing much of anything besides focused on running that way, if I'm correct. Or you can do it, like, on the next one, depending. I think you would have to actually be able to theoretically touch the location where the maze would be starting up.
Okay, then this turn I'm going to try to zap it again.
Despite the fact that Mikola's on it. Okay.
Well, I'm lower down, so hopefully I'll get the part that Mikola isn't on.
Are you doing anything to try to avoid hitting Mikola?
I'm aiming for the part that's nearest me. That's not the part that Mikola's on. She's on top. I'm aiming for the,
Okay.
Oh, no, it's swimming.
Kind of swimming, yeah.
The act count is dog paddling.
Well, I'm trying to aim for not Mikola.
Okay, if you're actually trying to aim for not Mikola, take a -1 on the aiming, and if you fail to hit it, it will actually not hit Mikola. You can decide that it will just, like, hit, you know, the roof or something.
Looking forward to when you crit fail. Mechanical bulls are the next big thing at bars.
Mechanical accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice roll. Okay. Very good. Very good. You made it by 5.
I will spend 1 fatigue.
Okay. Roll the damage.
Actually, wait. It has armor. I'll spend 2 fatigue.
Okay. Roll the...
Roll somewhat more damage.
It electrifies the water and you can't tell if you've done any more damage or not. Mikola, you're getting serious cases of... Okay, you're not taking damage, but your hair is trying to alternately be kind of wet and frizzy and also stand on end. Yes, all your hair is standing on end.
Wow, she just keeps getting cooler and cooler.
This trend of HK. Mechanical act hounds put in bars is going to be different than mechanical bulls, because when someone's riding a mechanical bull, people don't throw force lightning at it.
Maybe not in your hometown.
I grew up in Pennsylvania. Mechanical bulls are not a thing. We have coal mine fires, not mechanical bulls.
I thought you were going to say you grew up in Pennsylvania where force lightning was not a thing.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you? Remember, my previous career was electrician. Just going to leave that there.
HK.
Hello.
You get a move, you get a... Move and attack, or you're just sort of going to stay there being misted with dubiously slimy water?
I will move one hex closer to the river right here, but I am then going to use the strategy that seems to be working so far for various degrees of the word working, which is shoot it a lot.
So... What are you doing to avoid hitting Mikola?
But it's very big. Mikola is not. If I have to shoot through water, okay. But it's very big. Mikola is not very big. You said more than once how big it was, emphasizing that it was
true.
Quite large.
Oh, I've been forgetting to add the size modifier bonus.
It should be adding it itself. I put its size modifier in there. So anytime that you target the thing, it should actually...
I don't know how to do that.
You click on it?
No.
Well, if you click on it...
No, clicking on it doesn't do anything.
And then run the range thing. It should have... It was doing it for me.
Also...
All right, well...
No, I don't have permission to click on it. I guess.
Yes, because... because it's a bad guy. It's hostile to us. Also, question that might be relevant. My blaster rifle underneath it says +2 ACK.
Yes, that's what I've been adding. Hit? Yes, accuracy.
Okay.
It's been adding to your rolls.
It really? Because that was a straight 13 that I rolled. 6, 3, 4.
That is a... Okay, so why did it not...
Because I didn't click +2 adding, ACK first.
Technically, that's supposed to be for when you're aiming, I think. Well, you made it. It's not dodging. Give me a damage roll.
I burn the water.
That's so many dice.
Well, yeah. It's a blaster rifle. Stormtroopers wearing full armor go down with one shot to a limb. That's a 6, a 5, a 3, a 4, a 1, and a 6 for 25 points of fire damage.
Well, it is in the water. You shoot through its side, punching a rather large hole, which horrible water starts pouring into.
Observation, it is also not sealed.
Not anymore, it's not doing that. Mikala, give me an IQ -3 roll.
Okay. Anything I could add to that?
Add 100 to it.
I want to check something because I keep forgetting what I've named things because reasons I say. Did I close that? Son of a billy goat. Why did I do that? File.
You I don't you know.
It. Yeah, exactly. No. I can't find anything in there. Force sense would require concentration, so I don't think I see anything on your sheet that the IQ -3 would help with.
Okay.
And you rolled a crit success. And you rolled a 3. Mikala
does everything.
Apparently.
Told you, she keeps getting cooler and cooler.
Observation. Many things are on fire. Perhaps it is only relative to the surrounding environment.
Something, somehow, and you should not be sensing this from a droid, but the thing beneath you is terrified and hurting and terrified, and everything is horrible and nightmarish, and terror, terror, terror is what is coming from the thing below you.
The thing that started off
okay,
trying to shoot.
Let me know when it's my turn.
Doop, doop, doop. Okay, there's HK. HK moved. HK shot. One. Oops, that's not what I want that one. One. Your droids are supposed to try to stop things and are therefore... Do you have... they're going to try to grab it, which is going to be a dex roll.
Okay. Do you want me to do it or do you want to do it?
Oh, I did that one. Oh. There's a critical success again for grabbing onto it for RKSTY. You want to roll for Bebop there?
Sure. What was it?
Dex, I think, was the only... Just made it. Your droids lay hands upon the blaster cannon that is closest to them and grab hold and... Give me a couple of strength rolls for him.
Okay.
Okay. That's one strength roll for Bebop. Do you want to make the other one? There we go. Good. And start getting dragged along slowly by the remaining three limbs on the mech that you are riding. They have not gone very far. They're hanging on, but they are actually... Not yet stopping it. Although it does seem to have been rather stopped. The ACMEC is going to attempt to go further and drag people along with it. Mikala! Ah, yes, thank you.
Oh man, they're water skiing now. Even her droids are cooler than our HK. Sorry, HK.
Observation. I am not, quote, your droid, end quote.
I know, we signed the papers, sorry.
Okay, Is it my turn?
Yes. Mikla, you're up.
Hey, stop shooting. I think this has an actual dog inside it.
Tizani.
Yes?
Tizani, you might want to make a roll.
Would occultism help with this?
It might be an occultism roll, sure.
Made by her?
If there is an actual living thing in that, it would make a lot of sense that it went berserk when somebody shoved a relic that causes nightmares and stuff down its gullet. I mean, why would a droid react to one
of those? Oh, crap, it's not a droid!
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, no, I mean, yes. Yes, exactly. The artifact.
The artifact's not a droid either.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Mikla, do you wish to have an action?
If it's not a droid, it actually ate it.
Or had it shoved up next to whatever is inside there that's motivating
it. Are we still talking about the artifact? How did the artifact eat something?
No! Look, do you want me to keep avoiding zapping you or not?
I've never been hit by lightning before. Well, no, that's not true. It happened once at the academy. It was kind of interesting.
Okay, I think I know what to do now.
Telekinesis hey. Other made by one. What are you trying to do, Mikla?
Oh, I thought it was my turn.
You're talking. It was a thinking that going out of order. Mikla.
I'm trying to pull back on the not a droid.
Sorry, could you repeat that? I had some.
I'm trying to slow it down.
Okay.
Mikla saying, whoa, and pulling back on the force reins.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's rather big, and a made by one is a little bit difficult to do more than slow it down a little bit. And otherwise, you're just hanging on?
Yes.
Okay. Death. If there's actually a organic mind animating that thing, that would make sense for why it completely ignored you attempting to do machine diplomacy.
Yeah, I knew it. I mean, if it was a droid, I wouldn't want to hurt it. I guess I'm going to try and run. I'm going to have to jump over this to do it. But I'm going to try and run toward it. Do I need to make a dex roll to jump over that little guy there?
How many squares was that?
Three, I think. One, two, three.
Nah, you haven't. You didn't go your full move, so presumably you carefully stepped over it because that's only like a 2-foot gap.
I want to see if I could figure out how to open this thing up real quick. Like I'm on a NASCAR pit crew and need to get the lug nuts off.
I've tried it several times. There are some open spots already.
Give me a mechanic robotics.
Can I use my mechanical aptitude to boost that?
Yes. Roll mechanical aptitude first and add the success to your mechanic robotics.
Made by five,
okay.
That's why mechanical aptitude is powerful. Is it broken? Probably. Is it fun? Yes.
We go plus five. No, I hit minus five and then plus five, so it was still zero. So
made by four, add five, so made by nine.
Nine.
Okay, so there's this screw, here's the panels, there are the panels, and there's that panel, and there's this screw, and here's the little, it's got a hidden pop-out twist thing, so you just punch and push and twist, and wow, you could just take the whole side off. Of course, all of the horrible water will start coming in even more than it already is. It's kind of trying to drag itself on three legs, and
In my head canon, because things don't wait in real life for us to take turns, Dath is coming up to this thing as it's doggy paddling down this river of horribleness, walking alongside it at speed and taking the panel off while it is trying to swim away.
Yes.
This thing's got an organic motivator. That's the problem. Let's just get it out of there.
You do, in fact, also see through the hole pumping stuff that does look like there's medical equipment in there.
Yeah. Well, I'll do as much as I can then based on that roll to pull a panels or whatever I can off. And
okay. Horrible water stuff will start pouring in. Okay. Sunny!
Right. Okay. I'm going to spend a couple of fatigue on this.
You are so fatigued. I love your little fatigue bar going down. Okay.
Oh, Foundry restarts.
Foundry did a restart? Oh, you're doing a mind tricks, which you made by 8. Tell me when you're back in Foundry. Michaela rolls Will, made by 7. I'm sorry, Michaela, if Tizani aims her mind tricks at you, you're not going to be able to resist that. What are you mind tricking?
Did you not hear me?
No, I did not hear you. You said Foundry restarting.
And what I said before that?
No.
Oh, but you replied to me.
I noted
when I said I was spending fatigue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that I heard.
And you didn't hear what I said right after that?
No.
Huh, I said it before I rolled. Okay. Sit! Stay!
It stops trying to drag itself anywhere. It doesn't quite seem to be sitting, or maybe it is. It's a little hard to tell because HK kind of shot one of its legs off or damaged it really severely or something. But it is, in fact, just sort of staying there and slowly crouching down below as the water is pouring in. HK. Unless you want to move, Tizani.
I'm happy where I am.
Okay.
HK is going HK. To approach and try to help Daff with whatever Daff is doing, possibly trying to mitigate water pouring in if there's no other pending task, because biologics and whatever this water contains, yes, we know some of what it contains, but I will not be identifying the slime today, doesn't necessarily work well with biologics, and this thing is clearly cybernetic.
Mm-hmm. Dath, what are you going to need HK to do? What are you going to poke, you know, wave your fingers around or hand to?
I have several electronics repair skills, including droids and sensors. And hyperdrive. I really hope hyperdrive is not a thing for this.
Mechanic shuttlecraft.
Also, apparently, electronics type. To be determined later, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I get for picking these out of a kit.
Yeah. Yeah, the kits are very useful in GCS, but also you have to actually often know what they mean, which sometimes requires looking at the books that they come from, which is, you know, good for the line. Probably the best thing is if you can try to either, you know, help hold it up, because it is starting to sink slowly into the muck and horrible water is pouring in and no one has bothered to illuminate the interior except maybe you.
Well, I do have a light that I have canonically not turned off.
So you are shining it in. Okay.
I am the only light source in here other than blaster fire and a lightsaber, perhaps.
That's why everything's red.
Yes, that's the red is the thing.
It's got RGB, and red doesn't mess with the dark vision of biologics. So I'm helping.
The question is whether everything is red for you people or whether it's... I guess everything is red. I see it as a little... radius. I don't know what everybody else sees.
Yeah, but click away from it.
I mean, if I click away from it, I just see it as a radius because I'm the GM.
Oh.
Anyway,
if
that's
I click on one of the NPCs, yep. Ah. Oh, hey, mine's less red. Okay, you are shining your light in and probably helping to hold the panel open.
Hi, Percy.
Oh, we can hear Percy. We hear Darth Percy
a lot.
Yeah, definitely hearing Darth Percy, yes.
Oh, Darth Percy. He goes, "Shwashy, shwashy."
You do not know the power of the fur side of the Force.
Or it's the first, of course.
Yes.
It's the snot side of the first. You're back. Okay, Nicola, to see into the sort of shadowy interior would probably take a perception roll, vision, or you can do other things. At the moment, what you can see of the panel that's brought out is a lot of moving water and an interior that's sort of packed with gears and mechanical things and other stuff.
I had some issue with the voice channel. I was trying to give some instructions earlier to but then I realized I wasn't coming through. So I reached
out. Oh, okay. Ah, yes, you're back. Okay. Was there anything that you needed to tell HK before we swapped over?
That's pretty much what I was frantically saying, things like pull off the rear quarter panel and this bolt and that or whatever.
Okay. HK is taking direction then. And Mikla's droids are trying to hang on.
I'm taking direction.
You're holding things somewhat. There's a great big gun. You can hold that, right?
I can try to hold it above the water.
Yeah.
Query, which of this counts as water? Certainly not all of it.
They're lifting droids. They're mostly keeping this thing from floating anywhere now that it's not trying to drag them anywhere. And they're keeping it from going completely under the waves, so to speak. You are right at a small waterfall there down between the stairs.
Are there sharp rocks at the bottom?
Possibly. You can't tell under the water.
Sorry, I'm here. I'm just thinking.
Uh-huh. Okay. Electronics repair droids. Made by 6. What are you doing with this, Mikula?
I am observing. There isn't a whole lot of room, and I seem to be surrounded. So I'm not getting off the ACTOG.
You could step on the shoulders of your buddy droids there if you needed to.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Right.
What I want to do is use my 3D pocket cam to take pictures of what's inside.
Okay.
Because my boss, what did I call her? Darth Ravia? Rakia, that's right. Will never forgive me if I have this opportunity and don't take it.
This is true.
Because
you're getting pictures.
We all know how technology works. And strategy is going to have to figure out how to deploy these things if they get deployed. And they're going to want to know how it works.
And usually what happens, you wind up having to take apart one of the initial ones deployed in the first place, so yeah.
So I've skipped a step.
I mean, it's already partly disassembled, sure.
So yeah, I'm using my 3D pocket cam to take pictures of the inside.
Okay.
And in the process, trying to get some idea of how it's built, using that electronics repair.
There is... Okay, here's all that stuff. Here's the messed up mechanics. Here's how those go. There's the wiring. There's the power packs. There's the large cylindrical battery.
It should be armored more.
It is pretty armored. It has currently got what would normally be DR-30. I will tell you this now.
Oop, we lost Will again.
We lost Will. Dun, dun, dun. We'll pause.
And yes, it's got DR-30.
Uh-huh.
But if something manages to puncture the armor, and we have, the battery packs should be separately armored because they're the parts that explode.
You would think that they would separately armor the battery packs. Maybe it's because this is a prototype.
I mean, they only explode if you expose them and then do a large amount of fire damage to them. I mean, wait. Oh. Will is back?
Yeah, I don't know what I had going on there. Sorry.
It's quite all right.
I mean, it happens. Fighting with Foundry.
Well, that was weird. Suddenly, I couldn't hear anybody, and so I disconnected. But it still showed me as being in the voice chat. And I couldn't reconnect.
That's what happened to me, too.
Ah, so it's
fighting with Discord.
Well, I was fighting with Foundry also, so I don't know.
Weird. there might have been room for more armor, except there's this absolutely giant power thing. Maybe this is batteries. It's a long tube thing. But, Dath, there's water pouring in here, and you really would have liked to have had a... well, it's so wet. And slimy.
Could you paint a little picture of what happened in the last round? Because I believe I missed quite a bit of what everybody else was doing other than...
Okay, you are pulling things off and giving HK direction, which is being perhaps not followed as much as you would like. Water is pouring in. The thing that is inside is lots of wiring that is probably going to, you know, all of the motors that move the legs, the head, the short little tail, which is maybe a stabilizer, maybe it can actually hit things, who knows, the blaster cannons. And there's this large cylindrical thing in there that's actually taking up a not inconsiderable amount of the length of it. That is, if you were just looking in there, you'd kind of wonder if it was some kind of power cell thing in armor, some kind of motor, something, some weird tech, force tech that somebody cooked up. Give me a vision roll.
Okay.
There's something kind of horrible and repellent that seems to have been lodged pretty close to the tip of the cylinder, up like where the throat would empty out of the critter, of the Akmek. Like if someone just shoved something down its throat.
Alright, so it looks like I see the artifact, but I also see some kind of really interesting power source.
It might be a power source? I mean, that's what you would have assumed if it had just been pictures.
Is that so big that I couldn't get that? Or is that small enough if I detached it, I could?
It's about 6 feet long by 3 feet in diameter.
As I said in chat, the long tube contains an actual ack hound on a treadmill.
Of ack puppies on a treadmill.
I'd love to learn more about this system, but I just take a quick look at it since it's starting to go under the water. I guess I should try and grab this artifact before it sinks. So I'm going to try to do that.
Give me a will roll.
Maybe one of the people who can get this ack hound to follow directions can tell it to get out of the water.
I'll let you know a little secret. All my rolls are will rolls.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way.
True. You stretch in there. You sort of scrabble around. You grab the thing. Your fingers close on it, and you are instantly assaulted with nightmare images. Things like where droids are coming after you and you tell them no, you tell them stop, but they're trying to pull your limbs off. They don't seem to understand that you're their friend, and they're nightmarish visions, and you are capable of realizing that you are having nightmarish visions of things that want to catch you and tear you apart. And you feel their cold claws on your skin, but it's not real, it's not real, it's not real. You have this thing in your hand, it's not real.
Ah, the droid uprising. I mean, what horrible nightmares.
I saved those droids. It's the artifact. I've got it. I'm gonna take a couple steps away
and okay.
Place the artifact on the ground here in a dry spot and sort of take a stance to I don't think this dog is coming to get it, but I'll put myself between it and the artifact so I'm not at least having physical contact with it.
Oh my gosh, I just realized this whole arc is boiled down to what's that in your mouth? Spit it out! Spit it out!
Yeah.
Drop it. Drop it.
I tried to get him to cough it up when we got here. I didn't want to hurt the fella, but at least now we've performed the surgery.
Okay.
And that's it. I'll go. I got it, but it hurts.
Give it to me.
If you set it down and the nightmares fade, but you are definitely getting really bad vibes off that thing. Tizani!
It's a mood ring in all the worst ways.
Great! Give it to me!
You touch it!
That's what Tizani is saying that they want to do, yes.
Yeah, but I'm not going to hand it over. I put it down. Go for it. It's all yours. I'll trade it for a hoverboard. Crap, you don't have the hoverboard. The cool one has the hoverboard. Just take it.
Right, okay, I'm taking it.
You're going to have to jump across. It's about a 3-foot jump. 3-4 feet jump.
Oh.
You made your dexterity. Do you wish to jump across? Okay, yes. You have jumped across.
Okay, artifact.
Right there, on the ground. Looks like a little horrible holocron-y thing-ish. Mind shielding critical success made by 10.
I picked it up.
I wouldn't do that.
You can feel it trying to crawl against the shields of your mind, scraping with unknown, unseen terrors that, well, if it could find what was terrifying in your head, then it would probably be a lot more terrifying. But it feels kind of oogie. But you have your mind shielding critical success. Yeah. You're shielding. You hold it triumphantly in your hand.
I have found the appropriate GIF.
Yes.
Take Once it, Kronk. Again? Feel the power. Oh, I can feel it.
There we go. Now I have it.
It doesn't look like you're having visions of droids pulling arms out of your sockets and all that stuff.
Observation. They are from the Sphere of Mystery.
Yeah, this is my job.
This is their normal.
Hey, I'm not having those visions either. Am I from the Sphere of Mysteries?
You're not touching the bad thing.
Odd. They refer to it as the bad thing. That is not normal for Sphere of Mysteries. Such an artifact is usually referred to as the good thing. Or mind,
well,
mind,
I'm
give
glad
me,
we've
give
changed
me.
Our mind on what the bad thing is.
Tizani, you've done some move and you've done some force stuff. HK's turn?
Yep.
HK.
Request.
You've been left holding the dog.
Yes, and I'm going to be asking for assistance for that. Request, RKSTY, BBP, would you care to assist me with lifting the good doggo?
We lift. Boss?
Let's get it out of the water.
All right.
Heave ho! Heave ho!
Now, my character's strength is 10 because the only stat that I tried to increase was intelligence, and not by much. So I am there to offer moral support and act like I'm helping. The droids that are designed to lift things are going to be doing the work.
Well, everybody can make strength rolls. Mikola, you made a intelligence by 6.
Yes.
Okay.
But I still have to wait for my turn.
It's going to be coming up soon. Okay. HK has made strength by 1. You want, Mikola, you want to roll for your droids there? And they have lifting skills, so you can probably actually...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. At the very least, I think their lifting skill would be adding to it or something. They know how to lift, you know, lift with the knees, not with the back.
What's funny is that lifting is based on HT and not strength.
Probably because for biologicals, the skill of lifting is knowing how to balance your body around. So,
well, if you want to, they have it at health plus 5. So if you want to add that, feel free.
I might just add them at the plus 5. With some balancing and sort of shoving things around, HK and the Lifter Droids, which is a fascinating title. We are out of combat time, I think, and I'm just going to keep using the combat thing in order to make sure that I don't forget anybody.
HK and the Lifter Droids.
That was what the intelligence role was for.
Okay.
I am going to hop off.
Good idea.
Smart.
As your droid companions drag it mostly onto their side of the dry area, they discover you have hopped off on the other side. They look around. They look at each other. They look at Mikala. Boss, do you want it on your side?
No, keep it there.
Yes, boss. Mikala, you've hopped off. Is there anything else you wish to be doing on that one?
Yes.
Mechanic droids. What are you doing with your mechanic droids that you have made by 5?
I want to see what it would take to repair it.
Well, you should probably check if the organic parts have been sufficiently damaged that the brains of it are going to be degrading, shall we say. That would be the first thing that you would check, because apparently this is not actually a droid brain.
Okay.
The rest of it, yeah, you can figure out. You're going to need, you know, some more plating here. You're going to need to fix the armor there, etc., etc. Wow, you could use a whole bunch more clumps of wire for this. Make sure that they weren't eaten by Gizka.
Isn't that from the Dark Crystal?
No.
My first priority is keep it alive.
You probably want to get down into its guts, so to speak, and make sure that that nothing of the life support, because there's got to be some kind of life support in here, was damaged. It was hard to see with all of the rushing water, which is now sort of splooshing out as it's dragged around. Yep, you made it across. Just checking in, Dath. Anything you're doing in particular?
I'd like to go check the thing out now that it's not sinking in the middle of the water, for sure.
Okay. It's on the opposite side, so you'll either have to go walking around where the smoke is still pouring out and smoldering crates are over in the corner.
I'm in a hurry. I really want to see this thing, so I'll make the jump. I had to reload Foundry again, though.
Oh, no.
So let me give that a try.
It sounds like we're getting close to a wrap-up point.
Just see how wet you are. We are. Okay, you did not fall in the water.
Okay. I had Foundry. Every time I make a roll, seems like it crashes. I'd like to either try and scrounge up something from in here that seems important, or try and figure how this was made now that I can see the guts. Either a physical object or information that I can bring back to my master about this particular technology and what's new and unique about it.
Well, give me a mechanics, and you can roll your aptitude in there as well. Made by 4 on the aptitude.
All right, and I got mechanic robotics.
Yeah, go with that. Made by 7.
Plus the 4.
So that would be a made by 11. It's not a 5, though, so it doesn't count as crit quite, but it's a lot. Well, the unique thing about this, I mean, it's a nice setup, but what's really unique about it is that apparently this thing is a giant culto tank, probably with something inside, because there's a little baggie of nutrient drip that's hooked up to it.
I don't like that.
The nutrient drip is somewhat leaking and squishy and may have been contaminated with horrible water.
Okay. I guess with that roll, is there anything I can easily salvage off this thing that I could carry out of the sewers that would be unique tech?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, it looks cool, and there's a few things you can snap pictures of with your data pad that might be a efficient use of wiring and stuff, but...
Okay, was this thing, advertised as a droid?
Yes. It was advertised as a droid with advanced AI. Advanced combat AI.
Yeah. So we definitely need to bring that information back. It's probably too much for one turn, but at some point before we leave, I would also just try psychometry on it to see if I could see how they made it.
Okay.
We can wait if you want to come back to that.
Let's come back to that. Make sure. Okay. Tizani.
I have the thing I care about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, you know what? How about I call my master when we're not in the sewers?
You'd probably get better reception that way.
Yeah.
No, you can tether off of my internet connection. I'll open a hotspot.
Don't do that.
I warn you, though, I'm still downloading a mod pack.
I've got about 200 torrents downloading on that right now, too, so it's...
So if you're not calling your boss, Tizani?
Well, I'm not going to use psychometry on the artifact, because that would really be foolish, actually. So I'm going to, do I have, like, a box for this kind of thing?
You probably, as part of the tools of your trade, would have small boxes and especially enchanted bags.
Right. So I'm going to start working on putting this thing in a containment box.
Give me an occultism to properly, you know, stuff the thing in.
I'm Made good at seven. My job.
You are good at your job. Made and the by dice seven. Agree. Yep.
Yeah, my skill actually isn't that high.
It's a 14. That's just not bad. Yeah, the dice just love you.
Yeah, the dice just think I'm good at my job.
Obviously. Okay, yes. As Tizani puts the relic into some kind of fancy embroidered metallic-ish pouch or something, or box, depending. It's possibly a little big for a box that would have been carried easily. The horrible oogie feeling emanating from the relic fades.
I don't wish Mikala. You mean. I didn't feel anything.
No, wait. HK. HK next. Sorry. HK, then okay. Mikala.
Well, everyone else is jumping across, so I want to feel like I'm belonging, so I'm going to jump across also. That's not why I'm jumping across, but I am
Give
going to
Give me a dex minus one.
Minus one,
where
are
you
one,
jumping
you
across at? You said that you had adjusted your jumping protocols because you were doing so well.
I'm not complaining. I'm just making sure I put the right thing in. Made by four. You apparently, toning down my jump makes me better, as was intended.
Apparently.
Yes.
See, you were just overdoing it, buddy.
Clearly.
Obviously, you weren't getting enough traction because you were pushing off too hard.
All my failed rolls were because
not strength.
All of my failed rolls were because I was jumping so hard I was hitting the ceiling mid arc and then falling straight down.
Possibly.
Which made it really weird because I'd hit the ceiling mid arc and then go diagonally in a straight line to land on the other side.
I know I'm not the one who should be giving you advice since I was swimming a minute ago, but it's technique, not strength. And luckily I don't have to help.
My algorithm has been adjusted. And so everyone else has been like, oh, I've got what I came for, and I'm going to take pictures of this nightmare fuel. But there is a wounded, not quite droid here. And the whole thing for my backstory was, oh, droids are taken apart, going to put them back together again. So I'm going to see what I can do to assist the ACMEC with continuing to be an ACMEC.
Well, there's certainly something in there that looks more like medical technology than droid technology.
I'm not sure it's people, buddy. I mean, you're droid it's people.
Machinery is machinery, and I've got machinist as a skill.
You need more parts for this. You need to get to a workshop.
There's a screw on the other side over there.
What I want to do is, like, I know that this would be better done in a specialized facility, but it needs to last long enough to get there, and it's been drinking sewer water. So how do I triage this?
Well, are you triaging it with any kind of regard for the apparently motivating part, which is the probably coming from this medical, looks like a culto tank?
Looks like
a medical tank.
That's the equivalent of this thing's brain, and a droid. Honestly, is pretty much its brain with attachments.
You probably want to get whatever's in there out if it's not just a brain in a jar, and assess it for damage.
Well, I'd like to make the assessment.
Medical.
Which I don't have.
Electronics operations medical.
I do not have electronics operations medical.
Not unless you want that to be your electronics type there.
Yeah, I can edit that.
If you want it to be.
Editor's note, he did not figure out how to edit it right away. Pressing buttons.
You have to probably put in editor mode.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm gonna keep getting paired with meat bags. I should probably know how to put the meat bags back together. Or at least repair the machines and put the meat bags back together.
Yeah, I mean, electronics operation medical would help you operate a medical thing, and it's kind of useful for actually, you know, figuring out if the surgical droids are
this is
doing
what I've been
what
downloading.
Supposed to do.
This is what I've been downloading the whole time at a 288 baud modem. That explains why so many of the people I was trying to help died. Because you have to put Colto in the Colto tank. Oh, wow.
You can't just throw them
in
the tank.
If I wasn't a droid, my face would be red right now.
Well, it kind of is. Because of that red light that you've got cast there.
I shine the light more at my face. Like, oh, I am so embarrassed. Wow, so many people died. I am so embarrassed.
Yeah, well, they were going to die anyway, probably. Otherwise, you know, somebody would come and fix things.
Oh, that's 2 6s and a 1. Failed by 1.
You can figure out how to take the thing out.
Oh, yeah, I've been programmed to take things out of biological things all the time.
Yeah, the problem is that you're not really sure if there's like a full ACK-hound in here, or if it's like ACK-brain in a jar, or several ACK-brains in it. It's a pretty big jar. It is like a 6-foot by 3-foot diameter cylinder in here.
Well, triage is triage. It's not fixing. It's deciding what's most important. So I'm not just reaching in, grabbing the thing that looks important and yanking out saying, look, I found the health signs have disappeared.
Oops.
I'm not doing that.
You can't quite figure out where to look to find the appropriate health signs. You'll have to grab one of the other people.
Query.
Mikola, possibly. Yes, Query.
When you are done taking pictures, could you assist me with triage and repair? Unless we intend to carry this out.
Mikola, I think you're up.
I mean, we could. Boys, can you get this thing out of here?
Sir, yes, sir. Now, sir?
Yeah, let's do it now.
If one of you pick up the arm that I shot off. I believe it's underwater over here, or maybe over there. It could have
Boss,
flown
do
down
we
there.
Listen to this droid? You can drag up the bits that were shot off, Mikola.
For the record, that was a telekinesis other role.
Yes. Made by 2.
I will set them in the saddle on top of the droid.
Okay. They will roll it basically forward so that they can hoist it one droid to on each end.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, while the other conversation was happening, Dath, you made a by 3 a psychometry roll.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot of lingering, terrible thing was here. Chasing, terrible. It's very difficult to find a part of this droid-ish thing, this ACK-dog mech suit, whatever, that doesn't feel like something horrible is going to try to eat you if it catches you. Which is mostly what you're getting with just a 3 there.
I
I know I touched that terrible artifact that's supposed to make you feel like the worst possible things in the world, but I think I feel a little worse for whatever was in this thing. This might be the sewers might really be where it belongs. I guess we do need to tell somebody so they can stop anybody from whatever this was. But it's not unnatural.
It might just be residue terror. Yeah, these things, they happen. Maybe.
I like the droids. I don't like the mixing it with the biological. I think it's just bothersome. So, that's it.
Okay. He's
not very interested in this machine too much anymore.
It's creepy. Dasani, as the lifter droids start hauling the thing carefully down the stairs, is there anything you wish to do?
So we need to give this to someone in technology who wants to embarrass Lord Grathen, and then they'll owe us a favor.
That sounds pretty good.
I'm keeping the artifact, obviously. But, like, well, do you think that we could blame the Ack brain for deciding to eat something it shouldn't?
Oh, did the apprentices not shove the thing down its throat?
I think there will be a lot less yelling that might happen to us as well if they didn't.
Oh.
Understood. Memory of actual events. Selected. Deleted. Narrator voice.
We've got to get...
These were not deleted. They were backed up.
We've got to get a are you sure sort of like confirmation on those things, HK. You just...
Understood. Memories of actual events. Removed from trash can.
Hey, that part where I fell in, though, put that back in the trash can.
I'm just saying, it would be nice if there wasn't a lot of yelling and politics, and there was someone to just, you know, tidily blame, and then we can go home and not get yelled at.
Sounds okay to me.
You are, of course, all going traipsing along through the maze room, through the four-way intersection, through the large horseshoe.
I should probably tell my master about the sewer rituals.
Did we do a ritual?
No, somebody else did. Probably.
Oh.
Or is gonna.
I must have been really out of it. I missed that completely.
The sewers are set up to be like a ritual maze thing.
Oh. I thought they were pretty easy to navigate. It must not be a very good maze.
Yeah, well, nobody activated it, which is weird, because you'd think that if you made a maze in the sewers, you'd, like...
Turn it on.
Activate it? Yeah. Well, especially when you shape the sewers into a maze. Like, that must have taken a lot of work and, like, people from logistics and stuff.
Suggestion.
Yeah.
It is possible that the sewer started being used as a sewer before they could finish.
Oh, yeah, that's... true.
When I have a moment, I will sneak up to Mikala like a toddler, tug on her sleeve so that she holds back a second from the group and say, on our way out, can I borrow your hoverboard for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, cool.
Make a roll.
I'm
going to
call
the
veterinary corps.
All right, I'll pull Foundry back up, even though it's been crashing the computer.
Well,
I'll give it a shot.
There are other ways to
roll
dice.
Oh, no, you're
going to
roll hoverboard.
Not at my office. Well, I mean, I could just roll them on...
Lieutenant Cogbucket ought to roll, I think.
Is Cogbucket on? I don't think so. But, no, there is another...
I see the lieutenant.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll roll it in chat.
Also, there's this future reference.
I don't think I make it.
463. A 13. Do you have hoverboard skill?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Well, So there's that room that I do had the ladder in it.
I do have the disadvantage unluckiness, though.
If that okay. Happens. So you know how there's that ladder room that was in the, you know, and you picked the ladder up and shoved it back where it should have gone, and but it was a great big square thing.
This is how we get the freeze frame.
You and the hoverboard take
on.
A dip. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're speeding down there going over the water.
This is the best day of my life.
And then you wipe out.
And the freeze frame is like one frame before you break the surface of the water. We know what's going to happen, but we don't see it in the episode.
I don't know. I think that the best one is like just the shot goes from, you know, from above. You know, you're just, it's in the episode with the freeze frame. And then as the credits roll, there's a shot from above where you're just slow motion falling in. And all of the waves are spraying upwards of the horrible, goopy water with unknown things in it. And by the time the credits end, it has closed over your head. So, does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
The sewer drain.
Eo's mom writes books at elizabethmccoy.com, and Draft Digital got Hoopla to actually put the stuff back, so by the time you see it, you ought to be able to check things out on Hoopla, where I do actually get a small amount of payment each time you check something out, it looks like, I think. More people have to check things out, that way I'll find out. And you can also check out elizabethmccoy.com should link to my Smashwords page, and that's where I get the most money, so you know. But you can also sample, like, you can sample it off your library. Tell your library that then you don't pay anything, and I get paid for the book, and everything's wonderful. So, speaking of wonderful, entertaining things,
I'll plug Date Night Podcast. We're releasing those Chaos Outer Order episodes right now that Crash was a guest for, and they're really funny. We've got about 12 or so of those, and I think number 2 is out so far. And so, yeah, go check those out.
It's a slightly different vibe than this one, but still just as chaotic.
Oh, yeah.
There's more swearing. I will say that. Don't play it for small children.
No.
They wouldn't understand who Sylvester Stallone is.
They wouldn't understand 90% of the references in those episodes.
Bob Barker, who's that?
Crash, continue to plug.
USB-C is pretty nifty, I like that. But also ambrysmith.com is where we put all the stuff that I make, including these podcasts. is.ambrysmith.com/@cogwheel is where you can find notices of these podcasts on the Fediverse. And we have a Patreon at patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshen, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, cowabunga, dude. Good night, everyone. Oh, one last thing. Are you ever going to try to get into the apparent Colto tank?
Hmm? But yes, I said I was calling someone in the veterinary for.
Yeah.
Ah. We're
going to have somebody who knows
there,
how to do it.
We'll have the little after credits scene. When you eventually get there, what is in there is actually a human who was apparently like highly drugged and is not doing the greatest because there was horrible swamp water coming in through his feed tube. So, you know.
Well, yeah.
Apparently he was like one of the levy. Who knows? Good night, everyone.
Medical cord is. Though.
Medical cord is.
All right.
Good night. We'll be right back.